It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Miss America winner Kara Munn continued her crusade against the Miss America organization and its chairwoman, Gretchen Carlson. Less than 3 weeks before the 2019 pageant on September 9th, Munn appeared on Good Morning America yesterday for her first televised interview after releasing a letter last week criticizing the group's leadership.
You know, I wasn't allowed to talk candidly with the girls. There was times where I was criticized for the clothes, for wearing them more than once when I'm the one buying my wardrobe. It was just like instance after instance. And at this point, you know, I can't change it. And I did bring up these concerns, some of them back in January, February.
She also says the situation has put great stress on the staff and board members of the Miss America pageant, and some have asked to leave.
I think there's a lot of pressure put on them as well. We've had a few staff members one staff member who has continuously gone to the hospital with all the stress. We've had five that have resigned. We had two members of the board resign. We had two members of the board asked to step down at that point. So it's just a culture that I just want to make sure it's better for the next girl coming in.
Kirstie Alley opened up about her love life during her appearance on the UK's Celebrity Big Brother. The actress admits that she wanted to run off and marry John Travolta and have an affair with Patrick Swayze. She was asked by another housemate if she ever had an affair with a celebrity. She said she never consummated one, but admitted to kissing Swayze and then discussed her crush on Travolta.
I almost ran off and married John.
Did you love him?
I did love him. I still love him.
Mm.
If I hadn't been married, I would have gone and married him because he has his own. And let me tell you, girls,
yeah.
It doesn't seem like it's important that someone has a private jet, but it is.
Very.
As you get older, you do not want to hang out in airports.
Ticket sales for Mariah Carey's residency in Las Vegas aren't going that great. According to the seating charts for Carey's The Butterfly Returns residency at the Coliseum, the venue has roped off 1,200 seats that are not being used because of poor ticket sales. The news comes after Mimi just canceled her entire Australia tour due to a lack of interest from fans in the country. I said this from the beginning when they announced her residency. I knew that this was going to happen because she has proven over the last several years that she, like, suddenly can't sing anymore. She lip syncs. She sucks on stage. She looks like an idiot.
I would love to see Mariah Carey if she could sing, though. Like, I would pay one of those things where it's like, okay, this is a lot of money for me to pay, but I'll do it for one show kind of a thing.
I want to see Britney Spears for her residency, and I want to see Celine Dion. That is who I want to see.
I would see Celine Dion over Britney because Celine's actually going to sing.
Right. They're both good, though. They're both different. You know, Britney's more of the performer. Celine is more of the voice.
What if Celine's like, oops, I did it
again. She should cover that.
Ah.
And Snoop Dogg will release a cookbook called From Crook to Cook in October. The rapper will share his favorite dishes, drinks, and meals. Here's the thing. The recipes will include fine dining gin and juice recipes.
Yes.
And they're all pot-free. So actually,
there's
no pot in
the food. Sorry. That was a vape.
An exact date when the cookbook is being released is not known, so we'll keep you posted. That's the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex.